Hey, I'm Kenneth Wedgedom, a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. So yesterday I was over at a yard sale and there was a person selling a Nikon N80, which is an older film camera, not quite prosumer, but kind of in between consumer and prosumer, a little bit of a cheapened down camera, but fully functional and auto focus. But they didn't know if it worked. But I noticed it had a 35 millimeter 1.8 DXG lens, which is one of their internal motor lenses. Their ultrasonic lenses, or it has a quiet motor. And I thought, huh. And it was $30. And I offered $25. And they said, sure. And for $25, I found out that the camera body doesn't work. But it has a 35 1.8 on it. And there's something special about the 35 1.8 DX lens. It was made for crop sensor cameras. It wasn't made for full frame sensor cameras. And most lenses that were made for crop sensor cameras are actually unable to be used because they don't quite project a large enough image, so you get a lot of vignetting. But the 35-1.8 is one that doesn't really do that. You might lose 3-5% on the edges if you're shooting stopped down, but if you're shooting mostly wide open, it fills the frame perfectly. It's like an overachiever in the world of DX lenses. I put it on my full frame Nikon, and as people say, it's one of those lenses that's just super special. It has incredibly sharp focus, and you can create soft backgrounds because of the 1.8. And it really shines as a lens that was not made for an FX camera, a full frame camera. There are wedding photographers who pick it up just to shoot inside low light situations with their D850, and it's a known lens for not using it the way it was made, but using it for what you want to use it for, to make photographs, because that's the human who always finds ways to check and see, well, maybe it will work. Well, what if I could make it work? And in this case, it does work. So if you come across a inexpensive 35 1.8 DX lens, which is the crop sensor designation, you can use it. And you might really want to use it. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.